Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome to your weekly wellness radio. I'm so glad that you are tuning in to our radio station. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and I am, as usual, your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host, Scott Dudley.
Thank you for listening, and if you haven't been following our schedules, we're beginning a month of juvenile delinquency. We're going to talk all about the juvenile justice system, about new models that we're trying to do, the scope of the problem, and you know, we're starting with the home run hitters, if you will, of the local system. We have our director of probation, Benny Benavides, and we have our director of behavioral health, Mike Horn. Mike, Benny, welcome aboard today, and we're going to talk about juvenile delinquency. How are you both? Okay, it's the official turn-taking moment of having two guests on the show. We always do this.
Oh, well, okay. I'm doing fine, thank you. This is a pleasure to be here with you. And Chief?
Scott, Maria, pleasure to be here. Heard you on the radio before. It's a pleasure to be here. Interesting topic, too.
Welcome aboard.
Yes, it is an interesting topic that concerns the whole community, and not just our community, but everywhere. It's our youth.
Well, directly affects our line of business, mm-hmm. for sure.
This is a big deal, isn't it, for Imperial County, for all of California, I suppose. Juvenile justice, managing our acting out youth, if you will, is a big deal. Why so? I mean, what are we looking at?
Well, you look at our criminal justice system and the impact that the system has had on our taxpayers and all. I mean, that's one burden itself, not to talk about quality of life and quality of family and so forth. Yeah, a lot of it's in the adult system that the costs are incurred, but, you know, when you look into the juvenile justice system, you know, that's where it starts. And that, in my opinion, is where we can make a difference in the impacting, you know, the adult system and so forth. So it is something. It's something that we need to invest a lot in the prevention type measures and identifying, you know, some of the factors that go towards people leading into the life of crime, juveniles and their particular problems that they have and acting out into the system itself, and overlapping into the other social services systems, law enforcement and all the other agencies.
But we are seeing a change for a couple of years. Things are changing in the juvenile justice system. We got, you know, the Correctional Youth Authority, the CYAs, went away.
Yeah, California went through what they call a realignment, similar to what's occurring in the adult system. The juvenile justice system was doing much the same thing. The thought process behind that was to let the locals handle more of the problems. The other thing is the cost associated with the housing of these individuals. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars for a particular ward to, you know, a youth, a child to be put in there.
I was reading a study the other day where it takes less money to send a person to Harvard,
yes,
than it does to have them spend a year in our correctional
facilities.
I think,
wasn't it like $50,000 a year?
Yeah. Absolutely true. You know, when you look at the money that's spent sending him into what would be equivalent to a prison, except for juveniles, and that money spent on individual treatment in a stable home or a group home or an alternative placement, I mean, that money could probably be better spent doing something else, exclusively dealing with the problems in itself, you know, with that particular youth.
So for realignment, then, the idea was to take that money, put it back locally, and put it in programs and treatment that would reduce the ongoing costs.
Programs and treatment, trying to find alternatives to placement other than the correctional type systems, group homes. I mean, agencies like behavioral health and all coming to the table and seeing what's best, collaborating all the efforts from the different agencies to formulate what's the best plan for the individual.
Mike, you have a take on this?
Well, you know, managing these kids is very expensive. These kids end up in lots of different parts of the system. So when we get, by the time they get on probation, you've already spent a lot of money generally in the school system. The school is trying to manage these kids because you're really talking about conduct disorders, behavioral problems. Then there's the expenses out in the community with lots of different problems because that's why they end up in the juvenile justice system, problems with either petty theft or doing different kind of
destruction,
trouble for destruction of property. And then, of course, they're involved in lots of different systems. So lots of different groups trying to manage these kids. And I think the chief touched on it. You're going to spend a lot of money on these guys for the rest of their lives. Probably if we don't do something with them, if we don't intervene when they're young. And the reality of it is that it's going to replicate itself because these guys are then going to have kids that are probably going to enter the system. Because one of the things that we know is that these problems tend to be in families. Chief Benavides and I were talking the other day. We started really looking at the numbers here in Imperial County. You're not talking about a huge number of people, but they create most of the problems for most of the systems that we have. And then ultimately, when you get all these guys together from all over the state of California at some point in time, they end up constituting the prison system. So one of the things that we're looking at, and Chief Benavides is already working on, and we're trying to work with him on it, is how do we start intervening more effectively with these kids at a younger age with a lot of resources to try to break that cycle of these young men continuing out of the juvenile justice system into the prison system and get them turned around. And we know a lot of things about these kids, and we know a lot of things about what works. So what we're trying to do is organize this stuff so that we can bring it to bear in an effective way and change that, intervene in that, so that we can turn most of these kids around.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.